Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Let's go to John Docherty. Johnny Doc here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, how are things going? Thanks very much for coming on today.
Thanks for having me, Dom.
Well, John, a listener called last week. He was intrigued. We were talking about these endorsements. I think the police endorsement is a big one. And he said, I guess, on the labor show, you were talking about jobs, energy, things like that. And we know in the Trump years, you had spoken about that. What are you talking about around fracking energy, John?
Well, it's a complicated issue, okay, to the public, but it's a really simple issue for the people in the industry. I mean, there's about four or five different things going on, and I can sit here and give you the textbook response to this, but what I was hoping to do is remind some of the conversations you and I had in the past, and they've come true, and they're actually going to start to play out this winter more and more. You had a while ago, you know, when they were talking about closing the refineries, and we're pretty talented, you know, in the Philadelphia building trades. Now, I have since retired, and there's a tremendous group of young leadership. But in this field, there's a guy by the name of Jim Snell, and there's a guy by John Bland. And both of them are legitimate bipartisan people. Okay, even though, you know, heavily, you know, populated in the building trades with Democrats, you know, you do have, quote unquote, the energy Democrats. And they vote their job. And we had talked to you about the refinery stopping years ago and what it would do, especially some refinery. And I don't know if you remember this, but this was the lead in was that there were a ton of Russian, you know, crude ships right sitting inside the Boston Harbor supplying the extra needed crude when we had this refinery open. Okay, and most of the crude came out of this Pennsylvania and New York area, which are two of the largest, you know, users of heating oil in America.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so we were talking about that. Well, that hasn't got any better, okay? And as you know, with the conflict that we now have, and it looks like it's just going to continue to run amok, okay? The fact that this winter will be interesting, and I don't think people understand, there's definitely going to be a shortage of crude. Book it. Okay. And there's going to be, and that's primarily done for heating, you know, and you mentioned, you know, we're on Saturday night on the station, you know, we do a Philly labor show and it's not about picket lines and rats. We have fun with that. You know, we have fun with you and things like that, but it's primarily about the economics of the union industry. And, you know, a lot of things are, we want to get some kind of focus on. And again, you know, we brought this up beforehand and said, hey, this is about not only independence, it's about actual heating oil.
Yeah, and well, John, to that point, I do listen to the labor show many times, and it's pretty elevated, complex stuff. It's not, you're right, just the old-fashioned thoughts about labor. It's transformed, and you had a large part in that. How does this play out, though? And I know.
How does this play out?
No, well, I wanted to ask you in this context. You have the base of the Democrat Party. And here's how it conflicts. And over the years, I've seen you as conflicted, which is good, I think, because you're trying to have a foot in both camps. And by that I mean, you have the climate activists who are extreme. They drove this bill that just passed versus the energy Democrats, and you see this woke stuff versus the guys that were in your union and still are, that are patriotic, who I think are common sense Americans. They might lean Democrat in some elections. How does that get resolved?
Well, it's a different, it's like I said, it's when you talk about it nationally or even, you know, like a general, you know, conversation, it's difficult to digest. But when you get to the points where it gets down to, you know, who's doing what. Now, one of the things that I've always said, and again, you know, because, and I've always looked at your show as an opportunity for me to talk to people who really don't understand what we do. That's the way I looked at it. And I might be wrong, okay, by saying that. But, you know, we have people on the phone screaming, well, we need to bring manufacturing back. These are manufacturing jobs. These are manufacturing jobs with high wages and great benefits. These are manufacturing jobs in an industry that can afford to pay the wages and benefits as long as we deliver a product.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard me talk about the Marcus Hook. It was a non-signatory contractor. Let's simplify. It was basically a non-union contractor who did work all over the country. I was dealing with them on a personal basis as the head of the trades. Okay, we did a installation up there that basically, and it sounds crazy, was a perfect installation as per their rating system. There was allotments for things like that. We put all kind of people to work up there. We worked 7 days a week. Okay, we did all kind of things. It was cold in the winter and warm in the summer, and nobody missed work. Okay, at the end of the day, I got a letter, and I'll forward it to you at a future just to tell you that it's easy. It doesn't have to be a political situation. Look, we just work. There's a thing called RINs. Okay, how do you, and people don't really understand that. And what are RINs? RINs is a taxation. I'll simplify it, and it might be a little too simple, but it's a taxation when people can't blend ethanol into their product. During COVID and when things were slow and there was a lot of people questioning the way we energized our world, okay, 85% of the debt that most of these small refineries had was the RIN taxation at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the phone with these guys saying, oh, my God, I mean, you can't live with that. And we thought that we had a legitimate shot with this administration, because on the way out the door, we thought we had a very good shot. We had been down, you know, with the Trump administration multiple times. And we actually had Peter Navarro up here.
I know you did.
You know,
yeah.
for a very complicated meeting, which I actually thought, you know, was apolitical. And it wound up bringing funding for the Navy Yard for shipbuilding, but it never got anything accomplished as we were looking for RINs. So then we just figured that, okay, let's get to the Biden administration, and we could, you know, what we wanted to do at best was kick the can down the road a little bit until everybody got an understanding and we got, you know, beyond the AOC rhetoric, okay? And people like that who just, you know, their green initiative, you know, is political and climate control, but they don't understand the magnitude of the transition, what it would do to the middle class.
Well, it's doing it. It's doing it right now.
No, we fought hard. And most recently, the EPA, okay, kind of screwed our world. And basically they threw, and by the way, everybody will say it's ethanol, and it's bipartisan. It was a bipartisan screwing. I mean, Grassley and them guys are big ethanol guys. Democrats in the Midwest are big ethanol guys. And what they chose big ethanol over small refineries.
All right, so John, if I could, I wanted to get you to a couple of other things here. Your brother, Kevin, I love what he wrote, not just because you know my antagonism toward Krasner, but it was a great moment when he said, rarely is there a concurrence written at the state level, but this demands it. And piece by piece, he showed how unfair this is, particularly showing Krasner's double standard when it comes to cops. And I thought about you immediately. I didn't see a lot of commentary locally, but, you know, it's great to have your brother on the Supreme Court, but then there's this whatever he says and whatever he does, I'm sure has repercussions politically here also for you, for labor, or in general. What's your thought about what was going on with Kevin's majority opinion?
Well, it's funny. Kevin's business and my business never interact. You know, anytime we're even close to something that winds up on the court, he not only abstains, which I always laugh at. I don't understand that system because I'm politically active and I just happen to have a brother who was smart enough to, you know, wind up on the Supreme Court. all my friends have to abstain, and all the people I didn't support mm-hmm. stay there. So think about that process. That's actually not a fair process either. But no, this situation, Kevin's always been a district attorney, and always he lives in Philadelphia. Who do you know? I don't care what you are. I don't care what color you are, what church you go to, okay, or what party you are. Nobody's happy when people get killed. You know, how about you have a 14-year-old whip out a gun, okay, under the clothespin and shoot somebody three times? I don't care what you are. Everybody's upset with that. So I know my brother, who's a law and order guy, a district attorney by heart, loves the court system, thinks that there's way too many people walking the streets that should not be in you know, carrying guns, you know, for the 15th time. So obviously he voiced his opinion. It was a pretty strong opinion. I mean, he doesn't bounce anything off me, and I don't bounce anything off him. I'm not, from a political perspective, you know, I don't, you know, I'm not at the union right now, so I'm retired. So my opinion, you know, I still get people to call. I'm not exactly thrilled, okay, with the district attorney, as you know, I've stated. And again, it transcends all levels of government. When I did run, yeah. when I did run the building trades with Jimmy Kennedy, as you already know, we've had our differences there. From my industry, okay, he has more cranes up and more project labor agreements and things like that than we've had under anybody as the mayor. So that was what we, you know, from my personal.
Yeah, but John, I want to go back, though. See, this is important to me. We're talking about Johnny Dougherty and what your brother wrote there. You just said, I get it. You walk a line, too, but you speak usually directly. Larry Krasner, this is, John, beyond anything of just not throw. I mean, this is life-threatening. I live in Philadelphia, as you know. You do, your brother, et cetera. We've never seen anything like this. How in the world could any organization continue to back Krasner? Because, John, he is not giving an inch. His philosophy is he's right. Your brother, you, me, we're not. And that's it.
Well, listen, when you have a funding source like he has,
right.
you know, he doesn't have to worry about money. As you know, they have billions behind them. It's a countrywide, you know, move. It's something that, you know, I had a guy by the name of Jack O'Deal, okay, who worked for me as in-house counsel after he lost the district attorney race. I thought he was a young DA. He was aggressive. And I based a lot of what I knew about that office and what that office should be doing on my relationship with Jack. And I knew that he was not real thrilled, you know, with the way that started early on. Now, I don't know anybody that's thrilled. I'd be interested to see the latest polling on the Philadelphia approval of the district attorney's office. There's a lot of good people there, but you also have, you know, look, I just read something the other day where two of the top four people don't even live in the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, stuff like that. That's just flagrant. That's just way too, that's just cavalier. And that's just like, you know.
But John,
and, you know,
I'm asking, do you feel, you know, and again, I know you don't consult with your brother and all that. I get it. That was a bold and courageous move on his part, though. Aside from, look, it's one thing to say the law. Let me bring it all home to you. I think your brother was saying, look, I'm a Democrat, but I'm not that type of Democrat. You're not going to beat up on the cops. The union movement is pro-cop. When the cops are in the right and we're giving them the gray area, we know what they face. We're with them. This crowd in town is not pro-cop.
Listen, I want to give you a personal. The Saturday night where we had all the social unrest in Philadelphia, besides all every place over the world, right? I was at 16th and Race. That's where I lived when Celia and myself, when she left McGee, we went right across the street mm-hmm. because we needed to be close to McGee. That was one of the wildest scenes. 90% of the people who take care of Sealy are people of color. Okay?
Right.
They all supported things for the intention. That night was wild. I'm telling you, walking down the street with stolen goods, drinking bottles. I watched one guy wing a bottle at an officer who was right outside his car. It was just wild. There has to be, this is not the Wild West. Okay, me and my brother talk about things like my, by the way, my father's 88th birthday yesterday.
Congrats to him, too. Like, and by the way, I should have asked at the beginning, your dedication to your wife is second to none. It's a model. How's your wife, John?
Struggling, but surviving. She's got a bigger heart than 99% of the people I bumped into in my life.
Yeah.
And she wants to live, and that's what counts. But back to my brother, Kevin, and again, I don't usually talk about my brother publicly, and you know I don't ever talk about Sealy publicly. But Kevin, okay, he's like anybody else, and I think you're right. I think he said enough is enough. Somebody has to stand up and acknowledge, okay, when people are right. It's just because, look, it's just because every kid you see with his pants hanging off his ass isn't a bad guy. But every time you see a cop, he's not a bad guy either, too. So I think my brother was saying, okay, enough's enough. You know, Krasner is abusing the system. That's the way I read it. He didn't talk to me before, and I haven't talked to him about it, okay? But I'll tell you what, I know it got out there because I had to have 50 calls by the time the end of that day came from some people, a lot of movers and shakers. And nobody said to me, oh, he's overstepping his line, or why
right.
did
well,
he do that?
Here's the question, John, though. What is it, though? Is there – people see this. I know that you see it. And, again, the average person in Philadelphia. Is it the movers and shakers and the others? Are they afraid? Because power – Krasner has a certain segment of the city, those that live in Rittenhouse Square, these insulated neighborhoods, and maybe some others. He plays the race card well, that politicians, movers and shakers are afraid of this guy.
Well, I think, yes. And you know, I always really got stuck in the middle in that world because I was never their cup of tea either.
Right.
You know, and I never went too far to the left and the right. And I always floated in the middle because my goal was just to keep people working and keep my neighborhood rolling. You know, I ran a civic association for 30 years. Okay. But I've had former police officers. You heard the show. I had Sylvester Johnson, you know, on the mm-hmm. radio show a couple of weeks ago. Very interesting. I mean, he's not going to critique anybody, but he critiqued everybody. You know, I mean, it's just the way it was. And there this hands-off attitude, you know, has just created a system where people just feel that they can do what they want. I mean, I've had more than one person tell me, you know what, in the old days, if somebody stole a soda or stole a pair of socks or stole something out of a window, I would call the police. I don't even bother them. It's not worth it. Nothing happens to them. So it's almost, look, if you want something under $50 and you walk in the store and grab it, and there isn't a guard at the front door, you're getting away with it.
Under $1,000. Right, exactly. Yeah. Hey, John, thank you again so much for coming on. Please, if you're allowed to, convey that to your brother. That was a very, very, not just courageous, but correct in the manner that he stated. Good luck with what you're up to. And again, the Labor Show, is it 7 o'clock still on Saturdays?
7 o'clock every Saturday night, and the ratings are good, buddy. The ratings are good.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a lot of people that actually want to – people want to hear what goes on, and I appreciate when you call in every now and then. I actually used to like when we would do them, you know, in person, and occasionally your crew would walk by. They would look at us and say, did you really just say that? And I would say, yeah, that's us.
Call in with Joe's and yours asking. I will do that anytime,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, Joe Krause does a great job.
Oh,
yeah,
he's the man.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, John.
Have a good afternoon. Stay cool.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.